All right, here we go. Thursday, getting toward the end of the week here, and every day we're a little closer to the weekend.
Yes, we are, and thank goodness I get to hang around this weekend. Just going to go over to Raleigh.
Over
to Raleighwood.
So you're going to be over there at Carter Finley Stadium.
Yeah, with the Wolfies.
Yeah, and I know you're excited about that.
I'm just glad I don't have to drive to the airport tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, man. I hate dealing with airports.
But every time I'm in there, I feel like I should be mooing.
What, Carter Finley?
No, over the airport. Get prodded into this line, get prodded into that line.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, I couldn't help.
You took that one where I never intended. Oh, boy.
The wolf might howl a lot.
Hey, you know what? It's a perfect segue for our category.
Okay.
Mascots.
Okay, team mascots.
Team mascots.
Look at that guy. Boy, his hair is whiter than anybody I've seen lately. That's Johnny Winter out there. I thought he was dead.
No, man.
My goodness. That guy's hair is so white
it
shines.
Had a little windblown thing going too there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who that guy is, but boy, his hair is just as white as it can be. Okay, I'm sorry. I got us off.
It's all right. No.
You see people through the window here all the time, and it's really hard.
Yeah, we feel like we're kind of in the aquarium here.
Yeah, exactly.
Ron and I are triggerfish.
That's right.
Just kind of.
Oh, man. Well,
our betas.
More like blowfish.
That's very true. All right, team mascots.
Yes.
Here we go. In the four major North American sports leagues.
Okay.
Football, basketball, baseball.
Hockey. Yeah.
What's the only team, my friends, mm-hmm. whose name is that of an insect?
That of an insect?
An insect.
Oh, I got that.
Okay, good.
Hey, yeah.
Now, if we can just get somebody else to get it and give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Should be an easy one.
Well, it could be a softball unless people overthink it or don't think.
Yeah, that's it. Just don't think about it. Just act on impulse.
Exactly. $10 gift certificate to Cruisers is on the line.
You're good to go.
Yes, you are.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Okay, Freddie, you want to know the only team in the four major sports leagues named for an insect. That would be the Hornets.
The Hornets!
Yeah, you know, you need to think about that very much. Yeah.
Name for the Charlotte area. A lot of folks don't realize this. During the War for Independence.
Uh-huh.
And because it was such a troublesome area to Lord Cornwallis and his British troops.
Yeah, it was like a hornet's nest.
Exactly.
Right?
So he termed the area, said, you know, when he was writing in his correspondence, this area is like a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Carter borrowed from that to write his fictional historical novel, Hornet's Nest.
Hmm.
Okay. The Hornets.
Well, it's a great name.
It is a great name.
You think of Hornet, you think of something mean and it's going to hurt you.
Exactly. And Lord Cornwallis certainly applied that to the Patriots that harassed him and his troops there in the Charlotte area.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, the Hornets name went away for a while, or the franchise went down to New Orleans, which made no sense.
No.
It's like the Utah Jazz.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, why are you Jazz if you're in Utah?
Right. That'd be something else.
Not a lot of jazz music in Utah, I don't think.
Came back to Charlotte, and Michael Jordan's team is the Hornets.
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much.
You are so...
I never really thought about that. It was the only insect named...
Isn't that pretty good? Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool.
A little knowledge you can amaze your friends with today.
Yeah, you might be able to win a libation at a local watering hole.
Yeah, use it on your coworkers.
Exactly.